I said, tell me your name, is it sweet? She said, my boy is Dagger. Oh yeah. I was good, she was hot, stealing everything to go. I was born, she was over the worst of it. Give me gear, thank you dear, bring your sister over here, let her dance with me just for the hell of it. I just kept the last of my clothes on. Oh yeah. Call me up, take me down with you when you go. I could be a regular belle. I'd ask you to dance for little Stephen and Joanna around the back of my hotel. Oh yeah. I was good, she was hot, stealing everything she got.
Hold the phone. The sun came out today. Hello and welcome back to another edition of Marauder Baseball on MILB-TV, Bally Live and your Marauder Radio Network. A beautiful, thirsty Thursday night here at Lecom Park for Game 2 between the Tampa Tarpons and your Bradenton Marauders. Marauders stealing a 3-2 win yesterday in which they were out-hit 9-3, but counted on some late heroics from Lonnie White Jr. to get the Young Buccos across the finish line. Tonight we'll count on the solid start of Owen Kellington, the Marauder right-hander, making his 13th start of the year, an 0-2 record, a 4.34 ERA, 56 innings pitched, has struck out 66 and walked 34, a whip this year of 1.39 for him. He's backed up defensively with the professional debut of Justin Mickness behind home plate, Juan Jerez at first, Charles McAdoo at second, De Los Santos at short, Garrett Forster at third. Alasco in left, Nadal in center, and Castillo in right field tonight. for the Marauders. Jared Cerno will lead off and play short for Tampa. Jesus Rodriguez bat second place, third. Martinez and Hollins catching and playing in center, 3-4. Romero bats fifth and moves from third to first base. Morales sixth and left. Escanio, Aguilar, and Colmenares DHing, playing in right, and fielding second base, 7, 8, and 9 for the visitors. The Marauders enter this one a game off of the division leader in the Lakeland Flying Tigers. Marauders with a 57-40 record overall. That record sits at 22-10 in the second half, trying to catch Lakeland, who, as we've talked about so many times, have just come out of thin air here in the second half of the season. Tigers taking on Clearwater again tonight. They have won the first two games of that series. Lakeland on a 9-game win streak. Marauders a game off of them, 34 to play. Kellington's first pitch of the night to Cerna. Bounce foul, hit hard on the ground, third base side, strike one. We're underway at 6:33 local. 85 degrees, humid, slight breeze from center. Tarp was on and off a couple times throughout the day today here at Leacock. 0-1. Big looping breaking ball from Kellington, called a strike on the outer half, and it's 0-2. Cerna, the league leader in RBI and homers, team leader with 19 stolen bases, a .283 average. 0-2 pitch. Breaking ball misses high, 1-2. The ABS zone in effect for the final time this week, thankfully. The 1-2 now to Cerna from Kellington. Weakly bounced, backing up on it and fielding as De Los Santos a couple of steps across the diamond and an on-target, on-time throw to first for out number one of the night. Brings up Jesus Rodriguez, the third baseman with a team-leading .298 average for the Tarpons. 38 RBI, 6 homers, a .375 on-base mark. Rodriguez hitting .333 in the last five games, .308 in the last 10. First pitch to him. Swing and a miss. He's an hour and a half late at a outer half fastball for strike one. Kellington's 0-1. Fastball misses eye level. Taken for a ball. We're even at 1-1. Rodgers last night giving up 9 hits, committing no errors defensively. Bradenton 0-5 with runners in scoring position, but managed to squeeze out 2 early unearned runs. Kellington's breaking ball misses high, and it's 2-1 to Rodriguez. 4 lefties, 4 righties, and a switchy tonight in the starting 9 for the visitors. Kellington with a batting average against facing righties of .248. Better, actually, against lefties. .179 left-handed hitters bat this year against Kellington. The 2-1. Taken low, just short of the bottom edge of the zone is the curveball. It's 3-1. Rodgers hoping to keep doing their job, keep winning, and hope that Lakeland start to fall off. The 3-1. Check swing at an up and in fastball. No go. Ball 4. A 1-out walk to give Tampa their first base runner of the game here early in the first inning. Omar Martinez up, left-handed hitting catcher. Took it to these Marauders on Tuesday night. 3 homers, 5 RBI, 4-for-6 at the plate. Batting .263 this year. First pitch. Fastball in the outer half. Swing and a miss for strike one. Kellington able to locate away well. That was something. Owen Schartz, who came out of the bullpen for 2 1/3 yesterday, did really well. Right-hander with that fastball in the outer half. Tough to catch up to for lefties. 0-1. Drops off short. Changeup spins down in the dirt. Count even at 1-1. Mickness in his pro debut catching tonight. The Kent State Golden Flash. Played 2 years of summer ball in the Cape Cod League. 1 in Kituat, 1 in Orleans. Conservative lead at first. The 1-1. Taken. Call the ball low. Changeup just misses. 2-1 to Martinez. Martinez second in the league with his 15 homers, trailing his teammate Jared Cerna. Fourth in the league with those 54 RBI. Pickoff throw to first. They got him. But he's called safe by Alex Laurie. And the Marauders with an out taken away from them by the field umpire. Dugout and crowd up in arms at that one. 2-1 count with one away to Omar Martinez. Kellington comes home. Popped up. Third base side of the infield. Garrett Forrester calling everyone off. Shuffles to his left at the foul line. Makes the catch. Two down. Brings up the cleanup man, Anthony Hall. Hall in last night's game, a double, two strikeouts, and a 6-4-3 double play ball. Finished 1-for-4. Team leading .397 on base percentage. First pitch to him, misses low and away. Fastball, and it's 1-0. And a real solid batting mark of .285 for Hall. Spent some time on the IL this year. Struggled in the first month of the season monumentally, but has really turned it around. Pickoff throw to first this time, yanked high and away. Jerez will have to peel himself off the base to snare the throw from Kellington. Way up to his left. Want to know the count to Hall, left-handed hitting center fielder. Batting .467 in the last five. Pops this one up. Third base side, foul ground, out of play. Forrester chased it all the way to the protective netting over there and watches it touchdown in the seat. Strike one, count even. Marauders pitching yesterday gave up just three walks. Hefty strikeout total. Double digits in the game. Kellington's 1-1. Breaking ball drops in the dirt. 2-1 the count now. Carter Binns, who was here on rehab with the Marauders, played one game and was out of here this morning. A couple of shakes of the head from Kellington. Checks first, comes set. The 2-1 on its way home. Runner takes off. Pitch called a strike. Throw down. Got him! First base runner to take off on Justin McNiss, and his pro career is cut down. And the inning comes to an end in a roundabout 1-2-3 fashion. We go to the home side. Forrester, White Jr., and Alasco do up when we come back.
Boot, scoot, and boogie to the ballpark on Saturday, August 19th as your Marauders take on the Lakeland Flying Tigers. Bring your Ariats and Stetsons and join us for a night celebrating the greatest music in our amazing agriculture industry in Southwest Florida. Get your tickets for Country and Agriculture Night now at BradentonMarauders.com.
What's better than a man's best friend and the best hard seltzer in the world? Both at a baseball game. Paws and Claws, presented by White Claw, is back at Lecom Park this season. Fans 21 and up can enjoy special deals on White Claws with their four-legged friend alongside them on April 21st, May 26th, June 16th, July 21st, and August 18th. Fresh water and relief areas for your pets will be available inside the ballpark. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Marauders fans, join us on Saturday, September 2nd to celebrate you, the best fans in baseball. Fan Appreciation Night will feature 9 innings of prizes and giveaways. And you can't have a great night at the ballpark without some post-game fireworks presented by Budweiser. Get your tickets for this premium game today at BradentonMarauders.com.
Back here for the bottom half of the first at Lecom Park. Ben Picorni with you in a scoreless ball game, as Garrett Forrester will lead it off for Bradenton in his second game as a pro. First night went pretty darn well for him. 1-for-2, 3 walks. helped the Marauders out in a night that did not go their way. First pitch to him from Cam Schlitter, called a strike at the knees. Breaking ball in its 0-1. Schlitter called up yesterday, making his debut here with the Tarpons. Next pitch, up and in. Waved straight through for strike two fastball. Just above the zone, chased by Forrester. Schlitter set. The 0-2 pitch from the right-hander in his first batter in single A. Called strike three. Fastball low and away freezes Forrester, down looking for out number one. Brings up Lonnie White Jr. I want to talk about the Marauders offense last night. He was the Marauders offense last night. Just three hits in the game for Bradenton. Lonnie had two of them. A double in the sixth and a solo go-ahead, eventually winning home run in the bottom of the eighth. First pitch here, grounded right side, into the glove of the waiting first baseman Romero, who flips to the covering Schlitter for out number two, just four pitches in to this bottom of the first inning. Schlitter played 3 years at Northeastern University and had a career ERA in college of 2.62. Pitched 21 and a third with the Complex Yankees this year. Had a 2.95 ERA there. Rodolfo Nolasco up, takes slider away. Down around the dirt, ball one. Nolasco batting 201 this year. Team RBI leader with 50. Puts him in the number five spot in the league. Tied for the lead with 12 homers amongst the ball club. Next pitch, slider up, called a strike, and it's 1-1. Nolasco, 1-for-17 in the last five games. 0.59 average, and across the last 10 is batting 0.54. The 1-1, breaking ball in the dirt, away. Half-hearted swing, holds up in time, it's 2-1. Nolasco, two hits in the last 10 games, 37 at-bats. The 2-1 pitch to him. Hit well in the air to right towards the foul line. Could be trouble. Running after it is Aguilar towards the netting. That ball touch off the net. Foul and out of play for strike two. I think that's a ball without that protective netting that Taylor Aguilar gets to and makes the play. Maybe only had to reach half a foot over that low wall to try and make a catch if he had room for it. Two-two count with two outs to Nolasco. Scoreless here in the bottom of the first inning. Schlitter rocks home and fires to Rodolfo. Line drive, leaping reach and catch by Jared Cerna to end the inning at short. The Marauders are set down in order. We go to the second, scoreless, when we come back. Back here for the top of the second at Lee Comp Park. Ben Picorni with you on MILB TV, Bally Live and the Marauder Radio Network, no score after an inning. Both teams went down 1-2-3. Anthony Hall was at the plate when Jesus Rodriguez was caught stealing to end the top of the first for Tampa. It was a 2-2 count to him. He'll get a fresh chance here. First pitch, breaking ball, smoked down the right field line, but hooked while foul for strike one. Hall, the 285 hitter, 36 RBI, 9 homers. 1-for-4 with a double and a run scored yesterday. And on Tuesday was 3-for-3, 2 RBI, a homer and a walk. 0-1 here, a lazy cut and a miss, chasing a high fastball, strike two. Callington popping about 92, 93 on the gun so far. 0-2 pitch. Swing and a miss, strike three. Nasty changeup. Dives low, and Hall cuts through it for out number one. Brings up Kiko Romero, made his debut with the Tarpons yesterday. Was 2-for-4 at the plate with an RBI, a strikeout, and a flyout. But struggled mightily defensively. First pitch here, fastball, top of the zone. Called strike at 92 on the gun, it's 0-1. Callington shakes off a few signs from Mickness. Now the 0-1 pitch. Big looping breaking ball falls short, and it's 1-1. That nasty 12-6 sits in that mid-70 range for Kelly. 1-1 from the right-hander now. Swing and a miss, chasing the changeup low is Romero for strike two. Callington's gotten a hefty amount of swings and misses with that changeup so far. See if he goes to it again, the 1-2 pitch. Fastball painted and called, strike three. Back-to-back punch-outs for Kellington to start the second. That was an ambush 1-2 fastball that was right out over the heart of the plate, Romero. I think that was about the last thing he was expecting to see come across. Kobe Morales up now, trying to keep the inning going. He was 4-for-6 in his debut on Tuesday. Takes strike one here. Had a home run and 4 RBI, his first game as a pro. Draft pick out of Washington. Takes changeup right out over the heart of the plate. Call the ball, though. And it's 1-1. There's actually no read on the ABS there. 1-1 pitch. Dives low, changeup short. Check swing, no. 2-1 now. Kellington with 9 fastballs, 8 curveballs, 8 changeups so far. Mixing everything in there. The 2-1. Fastball. Call the ball. Misses short, and it's 3-1, a hitter advantage count to a guy that has shown he's not afraid to swing it here in just his second professional game tonight. 3-1 pitch from Kellington. Grounded weakly up the middle, diving and making the play is McAdoo, throwing from his knees in time. Charles McAdoo, in his second game as a pro, shows off the leather and sets down the Tarpons in 1-2-3 fashion. We go to the home side of things. McAdoo, Mickness, and De Los Santos due to hit when we come back.
What's better than a man's best friend and the best hard seltzer in the world? Both at a baseball game. Paws and Claws, presented by White Claw, is back at Lecombe Park this season. Fans 21 and up can enjoy special deals on White Claws with their four-legged friend alongside them on April 21st, May 26th, June 16th, July 21st, and August 18th. Fresh water and relief areas for your pets will be available inside the ballpark. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Manatee Memorial Hospital is available 24/7 with high-quality treatment at our expanded emergency care center. As an accredited chest pain center by the American College of Cardiology and with a comprehensive stroke certification from Healthcare Facilities Accreditation Program, our caring team will be ready when you arrive. Remember, if you experience symptoms of a possible heart attack or stroke, quickly call 911. Visit ManateeMemorial.com for more information.
Back here for the bottom of the second inning, and we will start with the man that ended the top half of it, Charles McAdoo, stepping in. Scoreless game through an inning and a half. Both teams sat down in order in each of their trips so far. McAdoo takes whipped fastball just above the knees for strike one. Schlitter with a almost three-quarter arm slot delivery. Really unconventional. He misses low with a slider, and it's 1-1. McAdoo 1-for-2 at the plate in his debut on Tuesday. 2 RBI, 3 walks for him. The 1-1 pitch. Popped up, foul ground, first base side. That one's going to float out of play. And the count 1-2 now. A couple of Pirates draft picks from this past year in the crowd tonight. Paul Skeens in attendance. A couple other names, Muth here. Next pitch, McAdoo bounces it off the glove of the pitcher. Schlitter, slow roller, picked up, no. Colmenares was having an almighty fight, trying to grab that one off the dirt and throw it barehanded to first. I think we're going to give a base hit to McAdoo, and that is the scorer's decision. A leadoff single here in the home half of the second inning. Brings up Justin Mickness for his first at-bat as a professional. The Kent State Golden Flash played 3 years in the MAC Conference, hit for a career 319 average, 405 career OBP, 20 homers, 117 RBI. First pitch he takes, changeup, outer edge, strike one called. Drafted in the 16th round, played 2 years of summer ball in the Cape Cod League. Dubois, Pennsylvania, Pirates fan himself. The 0-1 takes, fastball just an inch low, and it's 1-1. Doing a little pregame research on Justin tonight. Holds the men's basketball career scoring record for his high school. Found a YouTube video of him making a free throw to break the record. Pickoff throw to first, nifty move, and a fast tag for Romero, but McAdoo able to get back to the bag safely. McAdoo definitely a speed threat to watch. Had a handful of bases plucked at San Jose State this year. The 1-1. Mickness fouls it off just behind the rear edge of home plate. 1-2 the count. Catcher Martinez quick to pick it up and slap a tag on, but Davion Fry calls it foul. In 2023 for Mickness, his final year at Kent State. Hit 318, 8 homers, 46 RBI. Mack has produced a couple of good catchers that conference. A couple guys in the lower pro ranks now. 1-2 pitch. Fouled off again, same spot. Ball comes to a rest. 3 inches behind the backside of home plate. We'll do the 1-2 for another time. One, two count, nobody out. McAdoo at first after his leadoff infield single. Schlitter fires home. McAdoo takes off. Pitch is called a fair ball this time as it comes to rest on home plate. And Mickness is tagged out for out number one. McAdoo, though, thankful that he was running there. Gets up to second and bench pretty much plays as a sacrifice bunt there. Not the first time, but it's a rare time we see the two unassisted play to record an out. Yordani De Los Santos up now. First pitch, takes fastball low, 1-0. Yordani hitting 194 this year. 7 RBI, a homer, and a 308 OBP. Last night finished 0-for-3, 2 strikeouts and a ground out. It's 100 with runners in scoring. Fouls this pitch straight back off the mask of the catcher, Martinez, who shakes it off quickly in the count 1-1. De Los Santos hitting 111 in the last five. 229 in the last 10. He had a great series in St. Lucie in the back few games of that previous homestand with Fort Myers. With his family in town from the DR, the 1-1. Fouled off, slider on the outer edge. Straight back for strike two. One-two pitch to De Los Santos. Grounded up the middle. Cerna shades to his left. Fields behind the pie slice. Throw to first in time. Two down as McAdoo moves up to third on the play. Gives Juan Jerez a chance to cash in here. Jerez has played six games with the Marauders. Three hits recorded. Two RBI. 0-for-7 with runners in scoring position. Has struck out in four of those seven trips. Batted with the bases loaded twice on Tuesday. Struck out both times. Take slider missing in here for ball one. Jerez in those two strikeout trips with the bases loaded saw only one pitch in the strike zone. Chasing and missing, a big battle for him right now. See if he can turn it around in a big way. The 1-0. Pulled down the left field line. If it's a fair ball, it's going to score a run. Fair ball. McAdoo touches home. Jerez digging for second. He will be in there with a stand-up. Two out, RBI double to put the Marauders up 1-0. Smoked down the line by Juan Jerez. Slider away. Saw too much of the plate. 108.3 off the bat. 324. Would have been a home run in Yankee Stadium or at Steinbrenner Field in Tampa. But it gives the Marauders a much-needed lead as they are just one hit away from matching their hit total from last night's game. Here in just the second inning, Davies Nadal up now. The slight but powerful hitter, 203 average, five homers this year. Nadal batting 429 in the last five games, takes fastball away for strike one. 212 average with RISP. Schlitter comes set. Jerez unopposed in his lead at second. One strike offering from the Tarpons righty. Nadal swings and misses. Snap throw to second. Jerez is back safely. Well ahead of the throw and late tag attempt from Cerna. None and two the count to Nadal. He chases fastball up. Trying to battle here now with two strikes. Davies gave us one of the most electric moments of the year against Fort Myers. A bottom of the eighth inning grand slam. Our only grand slam of the year so far. 0-2. Nadal takes. Just missing low is the changeup. It's 1-2. Jerez at second. Marauders up 1-0 thanks to his double in this inning. That scored McAdoo. The 1-2 pitch. Nadal takes. Changeup misses in, and it's 2-2. Two-two count, two outs, runner at second. Deuces wild here to Davies Nadal. Schlitter set, Jerez at second. Pitch on the way home. Taken up and outside, fastball misses. A ball in the count, full at 3-2. Overcast skies. Cool ballpark tonight. We've been blessed these past two nights with comparatively cool conditions to what we're used to this time of year. Full count pitch. Jerez goes for third as Nadal swings and misses at an eye-level fastball. Strike three, inning over. Marauders get one. McAdoo leads it off with a single, and Jerez doubles him home to put the Young Bucks up a tally going to the third when we come back.
It ain't no surprise, sparks started flying like the 4th of July. is so hot and my heart starts a-popping. We get to kissing, there ain't no stopping. When it comes to love, she ain't no slacker. My little darling is a firecracker. When I light the fuse, I gotta get back quick. You gotta be careful with a dynamite stick. Son of a gun, she's fun to handle, and she packs a punch like a Roman candle. She's a pack of black cats in a red paper wrapper. My little darling is a firecracker. We might not ought to take a roll in the hay, cause we burned the barn down one of these days. We're a match made in heaven, man, it ain't no joke. But I sure hate to see it go up in smoke. She's a light of my life.
Back here for the top of the third inning at Lee Com Park. Marauders 1, Tarpons nothing. The score after two innings. 7-8-9, Brenny Ascanio will lead it off, followed by Aguilar and Colmenares in this half inning. Kellington with two strikeouts, no hits so far, just one walk. Has moved through the order quickly here so far. U32 high school product in Montpelier, Vermont. First pitch fastball, misses high to Ascanio, ball one. Switch hitter batting 209 this year, 332 on base percentage. Just two hits in the last five games. Takes here for ball two. Another changeup from Kellington. He has been mixing some more. Two and none, pitch on the way from the right-hander. Hit high in the air to right center. Into the gap goes Nadal and Castillo. It will be Jesus who calls it and catches it for out number one. Brings up Taylor Aguilar. Aguilar hitting 169 this year at the 275 OBP. Exact same line in the last five as Ascanio. Two hits in 17 trips. First pitch here, line towards second, over the head of McAdoo and touching down in the grass for a one-out single. First hit of the night for Tampa. Aguilar got a changeup that saw a bit too much of the center cut of the plate. 98-mile-per-hour liner. Jose Colmenares up, nine-hole hitter, batting 200 this year. And just eight games played with the Tarpons. Three homers, three RBI. Was off yesterday. Was 1-for-4 with a double on Tuesday. Takes an outer half curveball here. Call the ball. Good spot, but it's 1-0. Aguilar, the runner at first. Six stolen bases this year. Held tightly there by Jerez. The 1-0. Swing and a miss. High fastball. Chased and cut through for strike one. Pick off to first, only a step off the bag is Aguilar. He turns and reaches out the right foot to get back safely on his feet. The 1-1. Fastball misses eye level. 2-1 the count. Neutral at 2-1 with one away. Kellington fires home to Colmenares. Check swing and a pitch away. Did he go? No. Thought there might have been a chance there. But it's 3-1 now. A hit, a walk, and two strikeouts so far for Kellington, facing the ninth man in the order here. The 3-1 pitch to Colmenares. Hit in the air to right. Hooking foul and out of play for strike two. Full count now. Pirates in action tonight, kicking off a series in Milwaukee. Full count, one out, pitch. Ball four, misses way up above the strike zone. And two on now with one out for the top of the order man. And one of the most, if not the most, dangerous hitters in the league, Jared Cerna. Sterner grounded out to De Los Santos at short back in the first inning. He's 0 for 1 tonight. Two on with one out. Kellington checks second and fires home. Sterner with a check swing ground ball that will bounce foul. 20 feet down the first baseline. Dr. Joe, Marauder's bat boy, quickly jumps out there to pick it up. Strike one to Serna. League leader in homers and RBI. Hitting 227 in the last five. A one pitch, cut and a miss. Beaten by an elevated curveball. Just above the belt, it's 0-2. Aguilar at second, Colmenares at first. Kellington a swing and a miss away from a big second out to set down the best hitter in the league. Pitch home. Misses up and outside. Cutter does not draw a chase, and it's 1-2. See Marty in the background there behind home, getting in some quality time with fans. Best seats in the house there. The 1-2. Weekly flied into right. Looking towards the first few rows, and it's out of play. We'll do the 1-2 again. Every swing so focused on elevating for the Tarpons. A lot of flyouts, not a whole lot of groundouts. Kellington would love a ground ball here, though. This Marauders team that has turned more double plays than any team in the Florida State League this year. The 1-2 pitch from Kellington to Serna again. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Curveball drops off the table and into the lap of Mickness. Serna smashes the knob of the bat into the ground as he walks back to the dugout. Two down in the inning. Rodriguez up. He walked in the first. Was caught stealing to end that inning. Yet to record an official at-bat tonight. First pitch to him from Kellington. Slider away. Is called a ball, and it's 1-0. Kellington, I mentioned earlier, better splits against left-handed hitters than righties. Usually the other way around. The 1-0. Misses low. Curveball falls short. 2-0. Hitter advantage count to a dangerous guy with the bat in his hands. Tampa's team leader, Jesus Rodriguez, a .298 average. 2-0 pitch on its way home. Popped up. Foul and out of play. Back behind home plate. Up and over the press box. Down onto 9th Street. Strike, and it's 2-1. Kellington. And out away from making it 3 scoreless to start his night on the mound. Right-hander set. Check second. Here's the 2-1. Big breaking ball. Misses upstairs. 3-1. Marauders a game off of Lakeland in first. After this game tonight, we'll be halfway through the second half of the season. Hitter advantage count 3-1. Base hit ball 4 spot here for Rodriguez. Offering. Misses up and away. Ball 4, and the bases are loaded. For Omar Martinez. Second in the league with home runs. Had 3-1 game on Tuesday night. Popped out to the third baseman, Forrester, back in the first inning. Two outs in the bags full of Tarpons. First pitch to Martinez. Takes upstairs. Changeup misses high. It's 1-0. Kellington with 50 pitches thrown in the outing so far. Looking for the final out here in the top of the third to keep the Marauders in front. 1-0 pulled down the right field line. Castillo won't get there. It touches down. One will score. Another man being sent with a headfirst dive in safely is Colmenares. It's 2-1 Tarpons. A base is loaded, 2 RBI single. Tampa take the lead. Up to third is Rodriguez with Aguilar and Colmenares both scoring. Marauder pitching coach Matt Ford out to the mound now. RBI number 55 and 56 of the year for Omar Martinez. Fourth in the league with that total. Tomorrow night here at Leecom Park, Safari Night, our final themed jersey night of the year. Lion King safari-themed uniforms will be worn by the Marauders and are going to be available for auction post-game, benefiting the Mayaca Elephant Ranch. Then on Saturday night, back to school night here at Leecom. First 500 fans, 12 and under, will get a free Marauders backpack that they can rock to the first day of class. There's a couple other surprises in the bag as well. Fireworks that night. Our largest will be on Fan Appreciation Night all the way at the first week of September when we take on Palm Beach. Two outs and men at the corners. Kellington trying to limit the damage. First pitch to Hall. Takes. Changeup missing low and away for ball one. Hall 0 for 1 with a strikeout in this one. The 1-0 pitch from Kellington. Misses away. Fastball about a foot outside, and it's 2 and none. Two oh count with two outs and men at the corners for the visitors. Tampa up by one now. Big pitch here for Owen. The 2-0. Call the strike. Changeup clips the up and away corner. It's 2-1 now. Lakeland already up 2-0 in the second inning against Clearwater right now. Fort Myers leading Dunedin 2-1. All interdivisional matchups this week. The 2-1. Breaking ball touches the top of the zone. Hall can't believe it, and I don't blame him. Kellington locates it well to get strike two. A swing and a miss away. We're getting out of this jam and limiting the damage here in the top of the third. 2-2, two outs, two on. The pitch on the way. Called strike three. Hall down looking at another zone clipper for out number three. Tampa get two on one hit and two walks to take a 2-1 lead. Going to the bottom of the third when we come back.
I'm Lieutenant Jim Buford with the Florida Highway Patrol. Street racing, stunt driving, and roadway takeovers have become increasingly common in Florida. These dangerous and illegal activities endanger the participants, spectators, and innocent bystanders. FHP and our law enforcement partners are actively involved in enforcing and investigating any occurrence. But we need your help in reporting these events. If you see street racing, stunt driving, or a roadway takeover in progress, call Star FHP. This will direct you to the closest dispatch center for help. If you have knowledge or video of individuals participating in street racing, stunt driving, or roadway takeovers, email us at stopracing@flhsmv.gov. Again, email us at stopracing@flhsmv.gov.
Back here for the bottom of the third at Leecom Park. Marauders trailing the Tarpons 2-1. Ben Picorni with you as we go 9-1-2 to start the inning for Bradenton. Castillo, Forrester, and White Jr. do what? Marauders got a run on a Juan Jerez two-out double in the second inning. Lead was short-lived, though. Castillo, a wire-to-wire guy, started opening night and is going to stick with us here. Hopefully through the rest of the season, as he is such a solid player to have in this lineup every day. 232 average this year, but a team-leading 392 OBP. Hitting 421 in the last five. Takes breaking ball high for strike one. Costi across the last 10, a 324 average. Had his first career home run in that stretch. A one pitch. Takes breaking ball on the inner half. Thigh high. Well located for strike two called. Schlitter trying to make quick work of Castillo. The 0-2 from the right-hander. Taken low. A ball and it's 1-2. Castillo lays off the changeup. He still has the league lead in walks. 73 this year. Ninth in the OBP charts. 1-2 now on its way. Castillo fouls one off. Low. Unable to pick it as the catcher Martinez will do the 1-2 again. Castillo able to earn himself one more look. 1-2 the count. Castillo leading off the inning. Marauders chasing one now. Schlitter comes home with another 1-2. Castillo swings, chases, and misses for strike three. One down. Third strikeout of the night for Cam Schlitter. Brings us to the top of the order in Garrett Forrester. Struck out looking on a three-pitch AB back in the first inning. Was 1-for-2 with three walks in his first pro game on Tuesday night. First pitch to him from Schlitter. Misses upstairs, change up. Up around the shoulders for ball one. Forrester in his final year at Oregon State. 341 with 10 homers, 52 RBI, 1-0 pitch. Taken outside, fastball just misses the corner, and it's 2-0. Marauders' offense in this second half has been hard to stop. Last night, a rare three-hit, low-run scoring game for him. The 2-0. Forrester takes high again, 3-0. Marauders second in the league with a 256 average in the half. First in OBP slugging and OPS. First in walks. Schlitter trying to find the strike zone and does so. Fastball thigh high. Forrester taking all the way and it's 3-1. Marauders first in stolen bases, hits, walks, total bases. The 3-1. Fouled off straight back. Fastball in the outer half. Sent into the backstop. Full count now. Full count with one out, bases empty. Marauders chasing a run here in the bottom of the third inning. Schlitter set looking for strikeout number four. Forrester trying to give the Marauders a one out base runner. Long pause from the righty. Now the 3-2. Misses up and in, ball four. Forrester flips the bat to the side and draws the walk on down to first to give Lonnie White Jr. a base runner to work with. As he steps in now. White Jr. 0-for-1 with a ground out in the game. Hit a tapper towards the first baseman Romero who flipped to the covering pitcher Schlitter. Lonnie with a double and a homer yesterday. Two straight games with an extra base hit for him. First pitch, slider misses low and away. Down around the dirt for ball one. One ball, no strikes. Wind starting to pick up out to right field. Schlitter fires. White Jr. takes. Another slider missing away, and it's 2-0. Lakeland have grabbed a run back in the third inning. Clearwater have grabbed one back from Lakeland. 2-1 Tigers the score there. The 2-0 to White Jr. with one away and a man at first. Lonnie takes. Fastball misses well inside. Non-competitive pitch makes it 3-0. Schlitter trying to avoid back-to-back walks to put two on for Rodolfo Nolasco. The 3-0 pitch to White Jr. Called a strike. Fastball on the top edge of the zone. 3-1 now. Got to figure at some point Nolasco is going to turn it around. Hopefully it comes with a couple of guys on base. White Jr. trying to work here. 3-1 pitch, still a hitter advantage count. Called a strike, man. nowhere near hittable. 1% in, 99% out. Full count now. 3-2 to White Jr. Lonnie's going to call time. ABS is a interesting thing. Got balls that drop in the dirt and almost hit guys that are strikes in these Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday games. 3-2 now. Crushed high and deep to left. No doubt about it, Lonnie White Jr. Homers for the second game in a row. A two-run blast to put the Marauders back in front. Letting it ride and enjoying touching every single one of them. Three homers in the last four games for White Jr. His bat is alive and the league should be terrified. Five off the bat, 360 the distance down the left field line. First pitch to Nolasco. Fastball up and away in the corner for strike one called. Schlitter's 0-1. Rodolfo takes slider away in the dirt, 1-0. Nolasco still the team lead for RBI. 1-1 falls short, kicks up some dust, and it's 2-0. Tied for the team lead with Shalene Polanco, who unfortunately still sits on the injured list. Guy that this team would desperately love to get back for this playoff push. The 2-1. Bounce towards short. Serna charges, scoops the belt high hop on the forehand, and throws to first in time for out number two. Brings up Charles McAdoo, an infield single and a run scored tonight. He's 1-for-1. Bounced one hard up the middle that clipped off the glove of the pitcher, Schlitter, and fell in no man's land in the infield. First pitch to him here with two away. Foul tip straight into the mitt of the catcher, Martinez, for strike one. Lonnie White Jr. showed up when this team has needed him in back-to-back days. No doubt homers. Fastball to McAdoo, just off the outside part of the plate. 1-1 the count. Three, two Marauders the score now. White Jr.'s electrifying home run. 2-1 count here to McAdoo. Pitch missing low. Bullpen action for Tampa. Norlene Calderon getting loose. Next pitch, McAdoo pops foul. And out of play, first base side. 2-2 the count now. Two out. Schlitter trying to end the inning. Pitch to Charles McAdoo. Line to right, foul and out of play. Well struck, but not between the poles. Two again, sixth pitch of this trip. Coming home. Breaking ball taken low in the dirt, full count. Real patient, calculated approach here at the plate from Charles McAdoo. 2-game hitting streak, 2 games of pro, has singled in both. Payoff, foul tip, can't squeeze it. Martinez sees that one drop off the heel of the mitt and down onto the dirt. Eighth pitch of the trip now in the third full strike, or second full count pitch. Third chance for a put-away pitch in the inning. Schlitter rocks and fires home. McAdoo takes high. Ooh, man, called strike three. ABS handed out strikes left and right. This one will end the inning. Marauders, though, reclaim the lead. Lonnie White Jr.'s two-run homer makes it 3-2 Young Bucks when we come back.
Hello, I'm Sheriff Rick Wells. Last year, over 1,200 vehicles were burglarized here in Manatee County. 95% of those vehicles were left unlocked. That's over 1,000 vehicle burglaries that could have been prevented if the owner had only just locked their car. Please remember to remove your valuables and lock your cars.
Marauders fans, mark your calendars for Marauders Thirsty Thursdays on April 20th, May 11th and 25th, June 8th, 15th and 29th, as well as July 20th, August 3rd, 17th and 31st. Thirsty Thursdays will feature discounted alcohol prices for all fans 21 and over, presented by Budweiser and Ticket Sarasota. Get your tickets today for Marauders Thirsty Thursday at BradentonMarauders.com.
Back here for the top of the fourth at Leacom. Marauders 3, Tarpons 2 the score. Young Bucks having some fun so far tonight. Kellington out there for his fourth inning of work, likely his last. He's not gone past that point so far this year. First pitch to Romero. Check swing. No swing the call. Appeal says yes, and it's 0-1. Kiko Romero 0-for-1 with a looking strikeout tonight. Kellington, two hits, two earned runs. Breaking ball, check swing. That time the home plate umpire, Davion Fryer, will ring him up on it for strike two. Romero with a couple of indecisive waves of the bat to start the top of the fourth. 0-2 count, nobody out to the leadoff man. The Arizona Wildcat. Kellington fires home. Swing and a miss. Strike three. High fastball blows his doors off, and there's one away. Fifth strikeout for Kellington through 14 batters faced. Colby Morales will step in. 0-for-1 with a ground out. Marauders up one. First pitch to Morales, falls short. Fastball around the ankles, 1-0. Kellington, three walks, five punch-outs so far. Breaking ball offering, just misses off the up and outer edge. It's 2-0. Right-hander rocks home. Fastball, a big tip on a massive swing for strike one, bouncing out of the mitt of Mickness. 2-1 count, one out. Pole side shift for the Marauder infield. The 2-1. Well located. Outer half fastball taken for strike two or even. Paint, paint, and more paint. See what Kelly goes to the 2-2. Fouled off. Not much you could do with that other than shoot it straight back. Breaking ball with just under a foot of vertical break. Miguel Fulgencio up and throwing in the Marauder bullpen right now. Pitch, check swing. Yes, he did go, says the home plate umpire. Strike three, give him a shield to go with the sword, and there's two away. Kellington picks up his sixth punch out. Renny Ascanio up, the switch hitter, 0-for-1 tonight, and he'll start down 0-1 in the count, cutting and missing at an up-and-in fastball. Kellington's one-strike pitch, taken upstairs, eye-level heater for ball one. Even offering now from Ocal. Swing and a miss. How about a changeup that takes off about 10 miles per hour? Ascanio with no chance away from him. One and two the count now. One, two, two away. Kellington trying to put an exclamation point on a good outing. Ball is popped up. Third base side. Into the grass goes De Los Santos about a few feet. Making the catch, inning over. Four pitch with six punch outs and two earned runs for Owen Kellington. We go to the fifth. Marauders up by one.
Cool snap of fall in the air. We've been waiting on it all damn year. Drag out a car, hard and a chair. Let's build a fire.
Back here for the Marauder half of the fourth inning. Young Bucks up 3-2. Justin McNiss will lead it off, followed by De Los Santos and Jerez. New arm into the game, and on the mound for Tampa is Yorlin Calderon. 3.46 ERA this year. Whips a fastball in the inner half to get ahead for strike one. With that 3.46 ERA for Calderon. Has pitched 31 outings, 54 and two-thirds on the mound. His 0-1. McNiss takes. Well-located backdoor curve for strike two called. 68 punch-outs, 15 walks for the right-hander out of the Tarpon bullpen. McNiss 0-for-1 tonight. Here's the 0-2 pitch to him leading off the inning. Swing and a miss, strike three. Change up in the dirt, gets him out in front for out number one. Calderon with an efficient start to his relief outing. He'll face Yordani De Los Santos now, who's 0-for-1 with a ground out. First pitch to Yordani. Fastball beautifully located on the outer half, man. These pitches cannot be in more perfect locations from the Tampa right-hander. His 0-1 now to Yordani. Grounded up the middle, bouncing off the backside of the mound. Glove play made up the hole. Throw to first, not in time as it gets away. De Los Santos will stay at first, though, reaching on an infield single with one out in the bottom half of the fourth inning. De Los Santos with his first hit of the night, and the Marauders have eclipsed their game total from yesterday with four on the board right now. Juan Jerez up, had a RBI two-out double crushed down the left field line back in the second inning. Much-needed hit for him to build some confidence. First pitch to him here. Pulled down the left field line again towards the corner, way back off the wall. Heading for third is De Los Santos. Jerez into second. He has doubled in two trips tonight, and there's two in scoring position for the Marauders with one out in the bottom of the fourth inning. totally opposite to his double down the line in the second inning. That previous time he got a slider away, this time curveball at the knees and in. But he somehow pulled the barrel down to and kept his hands in to plunk it off the warning track and left. Second and third stand the runners for Davies Nadal, a 212 hitter with RISP this year. Struck out in a full count trip back in the second. Infield in for the Tarpons. First pitch to Nadal from Calderon. Taken low. Change up misses short, and it's 1-0. Nadal looking for RBI number 25 and 26 of the year with a base hit. 1-0 pitch. Taken. Down low again. Change up misses 2-0. Two guy with a lot of pop in the bat. More extra base hits than base hits this year for Davies. His blazing speed helps out in that department. 2-0. Taken upstairs, 3-0. Curveball misses up around the letters. And a chance to load him up here. Base hit ball four with Jesus Castillo waiting on deck. Nordani at third and Jerez the runner at second. The 3-0 from Yorlín Calderón. Misses low and in, ball four. A non-competitive four-pitch walk to load him up for Casti. Marauders were hitless with runners in scoring position last night. Went just 2-for-15 in the series opener. Hoping Castillo can help out with that total right here and right now. We'll see a mound visit from Gerardo Casadiego, the pitching coach for Tampa. Castillo, a 274 hitter with runners in scoring position. Mentioned in his last trip, entered this game hitting 421 in the last five and a 324 mark in the last 10. Great guy to have up right here and now. Home plate umpire Davion Fry going to go break up the powwow on the mound. Some former Marauders lighten it up as of late with High A Greensboro, as well as in AAA now with Francisco Acuna getting called up to the Indians yesterday. Tres Gonzalez right now hitting 275 for the Grasshoppers. Seitler, his average has taken a hit, only 321 now. Termar Johnson yet to record a hit. Brannigan hitting 278. Bases loaded for Costi, one out. Marauders up a run in the bottom of the fourth. Great chance to add on more. First pitch, backdoor curveball. Called a strike, gets 0-1. Bags full of young buckos. Yordani at third. Jerez at second. Davies at first. Good speed out there as well. The 0-1 to Costi. Pulled to right. Fly ball straight at Aguilar, who makes the catch. Tagging from third. And scoring comfortably as De Los Santos Rez is tagged out at third. Indecisive base running as the Marauders end the inning there and now, but it is a sack fly. De Los Santos scoring before the tag made at third to end the inning. Marauders double the lead. It's 4-2. Young Buccos go into the fifth when we come back.
Marauders fans, mark your calendars for Marauders Thirsty Thursdays on April 20th, May 11th and 25th, June 8th, 15th and 29th, as well as July 20th, August 3rd, 17th and 31st. Thirsty Thursdays will feature discounted alcohol prices for all fans 21 and over, presented by Budweiser and Tickets Sarasota. Get your tickets today for Marauders Thirsty Thursday at BradentonMarauders.com.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels & Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Back here for the top of the fifth at Leecom Park. Ben Picorni with you on MILB TV. Bally Live from the Marauder Radio Network. Marauders up 4-2, and they will hand the ball off to Miguel Fulgencio out of the bullpen. The Dominican Cowboy, born in La Romana in the Dominican Republic, raised in Stillwater, Oklahoma. Carries an ERA of 5.95 into this outing. 19 and two-thirds pitch. 15 strikeouts, 13 walks for the lefty. Faces Taylor Aguilar. First pitch fastball misses up and outside for ball one. Miguel's last few outings have been some really positive appearances for him. His 1-0 to Aguilar. Taken. Fastball nails the outer corner. Called a strike and it's 1-1. Aguilar 1-for-1 in the game. With a single and a run scored. Miguel, in his last two outings, just one earned run in four innings. 1-1 pitch, check swing ground ball, short hops into the glove of McAdoo. Throws to first on time and target for out number one. Fulgencio's whip by month. In May it was 2. In June, 3.0. And in the month of July, got it down to 1.5. So slowly but surely making progress and improving those numbers across the board. And one of the best freaking guys you'll ever meet. Colmenares up now, takes low for ball one. Miguel, a guy that is always smiling in the clubhouse. Very lively personality. 1-0 pitch, taken low, called the ball 2-0. Has the ability to fluently go between English and Spanish. Speaks Spanish with Dominican slang, Dominican accent, and speaks English like you'd expect a guy from rural Oklahoma, too. 3-0 the count now to Colmenares. Another fastball misses way low. Fulgencio set, left-hander fires home. Swing and a foul ball grounded down the third base side. Surprised to see a hack there in a 3-0 count. Miguel able to get a strike back here. See if he can battle all the way back. Miguel set. 3-1 pitch on the way home. Runs inside and almost hits the batter. Somehow doesn't. He jumps out of the way for ball four. The Tarpons pick up a one-out base runner to flip it back to the top of the order in Jared Cerna. Very talented hitter, is 0-for-2 tonight, a strikeout and a ground out. First pitch, misses inside, ball one. Miguel trying to lock in on that strike zone now. Left-hander, a long look at first, and a pickoff throw there that is almost down the right field line. Perez springing off the bag to grab it. One out and a 1-0 count. Miguel trying to find that rectangle. Pitch taken. Call the strike, sinker up and away. It's 1-1. Don't let the slow start of Cerna fool you, though. On Tuesday night, he was 0-for-2 after his first two trips, then doubled twice, homeward and singled in the back half of the game. 1-1 pitch. Taken, well located. Slider just above the knees, center cut. For strike two called. Marauders up 4-2. Fulgencio trying to march us one step closer with every out he can pick up here. Great chance for an inning-ending double play. The 1-2 misses inside. Pair apiece the count now to Jared Cerna. Expecting he'll get moved up at some point soon. Guy that is playing far too well to spend the whole season down in single A, especially at his age. A 2-2 will have to wait a pickoff throw to first. Another one that almost pulls Jerez off the bag and almost ends up down the right field line. Time called now by Cerna. He'll step out. Fan behind home plate trying to Miguel to urge him onto a strikeout here. The 2-2. Fouled off. Cerna earns himself another. Sixth pitch of the trip coming up to the Tarpons' top of the order hitter and league RBI and home run leader. Fulgencio set the 2-2 again on its way. Bouncing in the dirt, a ball in the count full at 3-2. Full count, one out, runner at first. Wouldn't be surprised to see Colmenares take off for second with the pitch. Offering, bounce foul. Chop down the third baseline, we'll do it again. Quick jog down there to pick it up from third base coach Lino Diaz. Dumps it off into the dugout as the entire, it sounds like, Manatee County Fire Department roars out for a call. In the distance. Full count pitch again. Ball four. Back-to-back walks. Put two on with one out. Brings up Jesus Rodriguez. Two walks and two trips tonight. He'll have to wait, though, as Marauder pitching coach Matt Ford is out to the mound to have a chat here with Miguel. Ellington, who ended his day and start after four innings, two hits, two earned runs, walking three and striking out five across the game. Davion Fry quickly out there to break it up. Up the chat. Back to the dugout now. One out and two men on for the Tarpons. They're one swing away from grabbing the lead back in this one. First pitch, fastball. Misses high to Rodriguez for ball one. Got the first out on just three pitches, but since then, Fulgencio trying to really lock in on the strike zone. The 1-0 pitch. Call the strike, sinker. Able to clip a piece of the zone, low and in for strike one. Even count with one out and two men on. Marauders up two here in the top of the fifth inning. Fulgencio fires and misses in the dirt for ball two. Great block, though, by Mickness to box it at the plate and keep the runners where they are. Two-one count with one away. Miguel checks second and fires home. Swing and a miss. There's a strike, well-located sinker at the top of the zone. 2-2 now. Rodriguez, the Tarpons' leader in batting average with that 298 mark. Would be a big out to get here. Trying to work the Marauders out of this inning. The 2-2 home from the lefty. lined over the head of Forrester at third. A blooper is going to drop in. Runner going to be sent home. Throw is not in time. An RBI single for Jesus Rodriguez cuts the Marauder lead down to one. Up to second is Cerna. And still two on with only one out now. Marauder's empty bullpen. Omar Martinez, a very dangerous guy, is going to step up. He had a two-out, two-RBI single back in the third inning to give Tampa the lead at the time. First pitch, sinker. This is up and in for ball one. The 1-0 from Fulgencio. Swing and a miss. Slider away. Has Martinez out in front for strike one. Ground ball to the middle infielders. The dream result here. Speed on the bases and power in the box. Miguel's 1-1 pitch. Taken. Call the ball. Fastball just misses away and it's 2-1. Neutral count with one away. Fulgencio set, checks Cerna at second, and fires home. Missing, ball low, 3-1. 4-3 Marauders the score now. Tampa not letting us get away just yet. Pitch grounded hard towards second. McAdoo can't field it cleanly, and everyone's going to be safe as Martinez reaches on the air. And everyone goes station to station to load him up for Anthony Hall. It's going to be scored a hit, supposedly, though. Bases loaded for Hall, who's 0-2 with two strikeouts. Now the bullpen up and moving. 3-1. Rather, first pitch. 1-0. Hall's third time to the plate. Was in a 2-2 count when Rodriguez was caught stealing to end the first. Struck out in a combined 9 pitches so far. Next pitch, call the strike, going 2. 0-2 count with one out. Fulgencio hunting a much-needed strikeout here. The 0-2 from the Marauder lefty. Popped foul and out of play. Straight back, we'll do it again. One and two the count. All over the place here right now. Miguel set, looking for a double play or a punch out here. Fires. Misses outside. Hall drops the hands to it, but holds up. 2-2 now. Right-handed action in the bullpen for the Marauders. Jorge Ramos getting loose. 2-2. Misses outside. Full count. Fulgencio at risk of walking Hall to tie the game at 4. Three, two, one out. Left-hander dying for a strike here. Pitch. Weakly bounce towards second. McAdoo fields. Flips for one. No play at first. De Los Santos opts not to throw it. A run scores, and we're tied at 4. Looked like Yordani had the double play, no doubt. Hall jogging down the line. Opts not to throw it. And our dream result there of a ground ball to the middle infielders doesn't result in the twin kill. Cerna scores. Out at second is Martinez. It's an RBI fielder's choice reach for Hall. Kiko Romero up now 0-for-2 with two strikeouts. First pitch to him, misses away for ball one. Four for the score here in the top half of the fifth inning. Approaching the halfway point. Next pitch, chased and missed. Letter high fastball makes it 1-1. See if Miguel can get out of this under his own power without needing a call from the bullpen. 1-1, slider misses away, 2-1 the count. Fulgencio checks first and fires. Fly ball hit well in the air to left. Back towards the warning track goes Nolasco. Rodolfo circling and making the catch, inning over. Tampa steal a pair. Both runners that score reach Don Walks to tie it at four. Halfway through this one, and we come back.
It's a little of both, they say. Our ball club may be minor league, but at least it's triple A. We sit below the Marlboro Man, above the right field wall. We do the wave all by ourselves. Hey, ump, a blind man could have made that call. We like our beer flat as candy. We like our dogs with mustard and relish. We got a great pitcher, what's his name? Well, we can't even spell it. We don't worry about the pennant much. We just like to see the boys hit it deep. There's nothing like the view from the cheap seats. Call it a win, go off to toast the boys again. That local band is back in town. They got a kind of minor league sound. They're not that bad, they're not that good, but all in all is understood. We want
back here for the bottom half of the fifth, tied at four here at Leacock. Top of the order, Forrester White Jr. and Nolasco due to hit for the Marauders. Once again trying to snatch that lead back. First pitch, Forrester takes low and away for strike one called. Calderon still on the mound after giving up a pair of runs, or rather just one run, pardon, in the fourth inning. Could have been more. Base running air cost the Marauders the third out. The 0-1 hit well in the air to center, but straight at Hall, who shades to his left and makes the catch. One down. Brings up Lonnie White Jr. Might have to start calling him Lonnie Longball if he keeps hitting this way. A ground out and a two-run homer tonight. Has blasted one out in three of his last four games. A homer in back-to-back nights. Two-plus extra base hits in three straight games now. First pitch here. Misses way up and in. Some chin music sends him spinning out of the box for ball one. One-oh pitch. Check swing and a slider in the dirt away. Home plate umpire says he went around. It's 1-1. Chase and a miss to even up the count. Lonnie knew it right when he fired his hands at him. Calderon with the 1-1 on its way now. Taken in the dirt. Ball and it's 2-1. A walk, two hits, and a sac fly in the fourth inning off of Calderon for the Marauders. Neutral count. Pitch to White Jr. Takes slider up. Man, called a strike, and it's 2-2. Parapiece pitch now. Calderon set at the belt. Right-hander fires home to Lonnie White Jr. Pulls it hard. Fair ball down the third baseline towards the corner. Lonnie's going to think two straight out of the box. He will get into second with a head-first dive. A two-run homer and a double tonight for White Jr. so far. He puts himself into scoring position with one out now for the Marauders. Rodolfo Nolasco up now, 0-2 tonight, a lineout and a ground out. Just two hits in his last 11 games played. Could turn it around and add to his team-leading RBI total. Takes fastball way up and outside for ball one. The 1-0 now from Calderon after a check of White Jr. Swing and a miss. There's the high fastball I think Rodolfo was looking for. Couldn't time it up in the count 1-1. The 1-1. Fouled off. Nolasco able to get a piece of a low breaking ball. Tips straight back for strike two. Tompkins up and thrown in the Marauders bullpen. Yes. Going with the rosin now. 1-2 count here to Rodolfo Nolasco with one out and White Jr. standing in scoring position at second. Calderon set. Rodolfo trying to get off the schneid. Pitch on the way. Missing outside. 2-2 the count now. Parapiece pitch with one away and White Jr. with great speed at second. Chance to untie it right here. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Nolasco chases slider outside for out number two. Brings up Charles McAdoo. See if he can come up in the clutch now for the Marauders. 1-2 tonight. A single and a looking strikeout. Base hit would make it 5-4 Young Buccos with White Jr. speed at second. Pitch. Weakly bounce towards third. Going to be a tough play. Charging hard is Rodriguez. He has no play. White Jr. up to third. And McAdoo reaches on his second infield single of the night to put men at the corners with two outs for Justin Mickness. 0-2 here tonight in his pro debut. This would be one heck of a time to get your first hit as a professional to put your brand new team back in front. White Jr. at third. And McAdoo at first with two away. Wind starting to pick up here now. Real cool breeze coming around the ballpark now. First pitch to Mickness. Check swing. Pitch just misses inside. Appeal says no swing, and it's 1-0. Mickness a 318 hitter this past year for Kent State. 8 homers, 46 runs batted in. With one swing here, he could put the Marauders up by 1, 2, or 3. See if McAdoo tries to steal second. Put a pair into scoring position for him. Calderon's 1-0. Taken. Change up on the outer half for strike one. We're even. One and one the count to Mickness. White Jr., third, McAdoo at first. Tie game here in the bottom of the fifth inning. 1-1, line straight back into the glove of Calderon, inning over. That would have done the job and then some. A good swing results in out number three, and the Marauders strand a pair. We go to the sixth, still tied at four when we come back.
Marauders fans, join us on Saturday, September 2nd to celebrate you, the best fans in baseball. Fan Appreciation Night will feature 9 innings of prizes and giveaways, and you can't have a great night at the ballpark without some post-game fireworks presented by Budweiser. Get your tickets for this premium game today at BrainsandMarauders.com.
Alligators are important to Florida's natural areas and are found throughout the state. The FWC wants you to know that by following a few simple rules, we can coexist with these amazing animals. First, never feed an alligator, and keep your distance if you see one. Keep your pets on a leash and away from the water's edge. Be sure to swim during the day and only in designated areas. You can report nuisance alligators on the toll-free hotline at 866-FWC-GATOR.
Manatee Memorial Hospital is available 24/7 with high-quality treatment at our expanded emergency care center. As an accredited chest pain center by the American College of Cardiology and with a comprehensive stroke certification from Healthcare Facilities Accreditation Program, our caring team will be ready when you arrive. Remember, if you experience symptoms of a possible heart attack or stroke, quickly call 911. Visit ManateeMemorial.com for more information.
Back here for the top of the sixth inning, Lee Cobb Park. Marauders and Tarpons tied at four as we enter the back half of the game. 4 innings to go, tied at 4 apiece. Landon Tompkins will take to the mound here. His first outing for the Marauders, his first as a single-A ball player. Pro came on. The opener of this series. Tompkins, 1 inning pitch, 2 walks, 1 hit, no strikeouts, no earned runs. First pitch here to Colby Morales, misses lone in for ball 1. Morales, 0 for 2, a strikeout and a ground out tonight. 1-0. Weekly bounce towards second. Into the glove. It bounces of McAdoo. He throws to first, one down. Fulgencio pitches 1 inning, gives up 2 hits, 2 earned runs. Walks 2 and strikes out none in the fifth. Renny Escanio up, 0 for 2, a flyout and a pop out tonight. Switch hitter will bat from the left side. First pitch, taken low. Fastball around the ankles, 1-0. One ball offering now from the righty. Called a strike, and it's 1-1. Sinker gets a small touch of the zone on the inner half. 1-1 pitch from one of the Marauders' newest bullpen arms. Fouled off down the left field side. Out of play for strike 2. Tompkins set, pitch on the way. Misses inside, 2-2 the count now. Looking for his first strikeout as a professional here. With the wind whipping and some ugly-looking clouds rolling in. Pitch, weakly popped towards second. Tough play for McAdoo, backing up on it. He falls down to his backside as he feels it, gets cross-footed. Reaching safely on what I assume will be scored in air. We will see here. It's going to be a base hit for Escanio. Base runner on with one out now for Tampa. They took the lead in the top of the third. Marauders quickly grabbed it back thanks to a White Jr. homer. Taylor Aguilar up, a single and a ground out tonight. First pitch to him. Swing and a miss, beaten well by a fastball in the outer half for strike 1. Tompkins set, 0-1 pitch to the 8-hole hitter. K kicked up in the dirt for ball one. Well held and blocked by Mickness behind home. Pause here as the umpire is inspecting something with Tompkins. One-one. Swing and a miss. Fastball up and away for strike two. Wind howling in from dead center field now. Tompkins set. 1-2. Slide in the left. Towards the line after it goes Nolasco. Running hard, sliding and making the catch. What a track by Rodolfo. That ball was really lifted towards the left side of the field by the wind. A long run and a good track for out number two. Bringing up the nine-hole hitter, Jose Colmenares, who's 0-0. Two walks tonight and two runs scored. First pitch here. Off-speed delivery misses low for ball one. Tompkins from Brandon, Mississippi. Louisiana Tech. This one's bounce foul, third base side. Strike and we're even at 1-1. The 1-1 falls short, taken, and it's 2-1 now. Slider down around the ankles. It's missed with the cutter there as well here in this inning. Two outs, a ground ball, fly ball, or strikeout away from sending us to the home half, still tied. Pitch, foul back. Mickness goes after with the bare hand. Foul for strike two, 2-2 the count. Tompkins looking to work a clean inning. And could pick up pro strikeout number one here with a swing and a miss. Right-hander looking in for the signs from Mickness. Now comes set. The 2-2 in the dirt gets away. Ascanio is going to move up comfortably to second on the wild pitch. A full count and a runner in scoring position now. Full count, two outs. The payoff here from Tompkins in the top of the sixth inning will have to wait. Pitch clock violation on Tompkins, ball four. And two on with two out now. To the top of the order we go, and the dangerous Jared Cerna. A walk, a strikeout, and a ground out tonight. He's 0-2. First pitch to Cerna, misses inside. Cutter just off the inner edge for ball one. Tarpon's a base hit away from snatching the lead back here. Score three unanswered. The 1-0 pitch from Tompkins to Cerna. Taken just low on the outer edge, 2-0. Two and none to Cerna. Hitter advantage count to a guy that loves to smack the ball around. Next offering misses up and in, 3-0 now. Tompkins at risk of walking him loaded with two down in the inning. Three-oh pitch from the Marauder right-hander on its way home. Fastball sizzled down the middle for strike one. Cerna taking all the way. 3-1 with two down and two men on. Tie game here in the top of the sixth as some ugly-looking clouds circle around Leacom Park. Tompkins set. Here's the 3-1 pitch to Serna. In the dirt, ball four, and the bases are loaded now. For Jesus Rodriguez, Matt Ford, Marauder pitching coach, calls time, heads out to the mound. Fordy with a couple of mound visits chewed up here tonight. Trying to work with his pitchers to keep marching us through some tough jams. Ramos back up and loosening in the bullpen now. He got warm when it was thought he might have to help get Fulgencio out of trouble. Last inning, Miguel able to get out of it. Quick chat concluded. Bases loaded with two outs for Jesus Rodriguez. Two walks and an RBI single for him tonight. Looking to hang a zero and keep this game tied. First pitch. Down the middle goes the fastball, taken just above the knees for strike one call. Tompkins 0-1. Another fastball. Dotted low at the knees for strike two call. 0-2 count, two outs, bases loaded. Tompkins trying to pitch out of a doozy of a spot here. Right-hander set, pitch. Pop foul and out of play. First base side will do it again. The 0-2 again. This is inside. Man, that was closer to hitting Rodriguez than than hitting the plate. Don't know how he got out of the way, but him backing out saves a run. Now the 1-2. Grounded up the middle into center field. A base hit. That'll score two. Throw home is not in time. Two runs score, and it's 6-4 Tarpons now. Two RBI single for Rodriguez and Jonathan Johnston, Marauders managers, out to the mound. As the Tarpons are up by a pair now. Tompkins day done. Ramos to the mound. Two on, two out. Two-run lead for the Tarpons when we come back after the change.
The auctioneer blonde hair, blue eyes. Well, I'm about to bid my heart goodbye.
Back here after the change, Jorge Ramos, the Mexican righty on the mound, trying to pitch Bradenton out of trouble. 2.08 ERA for him. 8 2/3 pitch, 6 strikeouts, 3 walks, making his 6th outing of the year. Facing Omar Martinez first up. Cerna at second, Rodriguez at first. Pitch on the way. Fastball misses outside by about half a foot for ball one. Rodgers have given up a pair in each of the last two innings. Trailing 6-4 now. 1-0 pitch, misses away. 2-0. Couple of fastballs off the outer edge. Just missing that black part of the plate. Ramos trying to avoid getting into the count trouble, which has been a problem for the Marauders tonight. 2-0, same spot, call the ball again, 3-0. Another fastball on every single one of these pitches. No more than 1 to 3 inches off the plate. At risk of walking him loaded, though. The 3-0 from Jorge Ramos. Broken back grounder up the middle off the pitcher. Everyone's going to be safe. The broken bat hits Jorge, flying straight back at him on the mound. Says that he's okay. Gives a little thumbs up look to the dugout. Bases loaded now for Anthony Hall. It was 0 for 3, 2 strikeouts and a fielder's choice reach, but does have an RBI tonight. Tampa could blow this one open with one swing right here. Will step off before the first pitch. Wants to go through the signs again. 2 outs, bases loaded for Tampa. Ramos checks third and fires. Fastball low and in. Gets the corner for strike one called. Hall, a top 30 prospect for the Yankees. Childhood friend of former Marauder Derek Diamond, both from San Diego. The 0-1, fouled off, high breaking ball, shot straight back for strike two. O-2 count with 2 outs. Ramos is swinging a miss away from getting out of the jam. Pitch home. Pop fouling out of play, third base side, will do it again. Lights in full effect here with storm clouds circling. Hoping it stays north of us here. Clearwater and Lakeland, about 30 minutes away, are in a delay right now. 0-2 again to Hall from Ramos with the bases loaded and 2 outs. Weakly bounce towards second. McAdoo fields, steps, and throws. Inning over. Tampa get 2 runs in back-to-back innings. They lead 6-4 now, going to the bottom of the sixth when we come back.
Office on our court line, operator 8.
We are the hub of activity for the Manatee County Sheriff's Office.
Exactly what happened?
Do you have a name?
We got him.
The voices behind the scenes. We are the ones responsible for making sure that our citizens and our responders connect together in their time of need.
The most enjoyable aspect of my job probably would be knowing that I've helped someone in a situation where they didn't think they had any hope.
1 Nora 21, priority 2.
I need an officer, please.
1 Nora 21.
If you're looking for something that's fast-paced, that's exciting, something that you'll never get tired of, definitely try dispatch at the Manatee County Sheriff's Office.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Back here for the bottom of the sixth with the Marauders trailing 6-4. De Los Santos leading it off. Takes first pitch slider, missing away for ball one. A single and a ground out for your Donnie tonight. A run scored for him. Marauders going to be chasing in these final 12 outs they have to work with offensively. Next pitch, belt high fastball. Center cut, strike one called. Flags flying in from center. Going to be tough to get a ball out right now. The 1-1. Fouled off straight back towards the press box for strike two out of play. Two innings pitch, four hits. An earned run and a walk so far. They strike out in the mix for Yorlín Calderón on the mound. His 1-2 pitch to De Los Santos. Swing and a miss, chases the ball in the dirt for strike three, and he is tagged out for out number one. Home plate umpire said that Martinez got him with the tag, as that throw was dangerously close to getting down the right field line. Juan Jerez up, 2-for-2, two doubles and an RBI tonight. First pitch to him. Takes fastball, missing up and in for ball one. I think that maybe this is the game where he can turn the ship around and start steering himself towards a higher average and a lot more production. The 1-0 from Calderón. Take it upstairs. Jerez watches one to make it 2-0. Action in the bullpen for the Tarpons. Montana Semmel getting loose as Jerez takes belt high. Breaking ball clips the zone for strike one called. Still in a delay in Clearwater. Going to keep playing here for now. The 2-1. Fastball down the middle. Jerez takes for strike two called. Pair apiece. Count even. Two-two. Misses upstairs. Oh, man. Called strike three. Crosses at the belly button. And ABS strikes again for out number two. Brings up Davies Nadal, trying to keep the inning alive for the Marauders. Nadal a walk and a strikeout tonight. Corner's going to cheat in a little, expecting a bunt from the speedy utility man. First pitch. Misses inside. Davies scoots out of the way of a changeup. Ball one. Every game's going to count down this home stretch of the year. It's such a tight race between these Marauders and the Flying Tigers. 1-0. Call the strike. Nadal. Nothing he can do. 1-1 the count. Lively crowd here tonight at Lecom. The 1-1 pitch to Davies. Misses outside. Curveball just off the outer edge. Calderón trying to go backdoor. Misses, and it's 2-1. The 2-1 from the righty. Missing away. Fastball this time off the outside corner, and it's 3-1. Castillo in the on-deck circle. 3-1 pitch to Davies Nadal. Two away in the bottom of the sixth. Popped up in the infield. Couple men converging. Serna makes the call and the catch, inning over. Marauders set down in order. We go to the final third of the game with Tampa leading 6-4 when we come back on MILB TV. Bally Live in the Marauder Radio Network. Back here at Lecom Park, top of the seventh inning with Tampa leading 6-4. Defensive change for Bradenton as birthday boy Omar Alfonso enters the game to catch now for Mickness. First pitch to Kiko Romero from Jorge Ramos, nails the up and away corner for strike one called. Romero was the only Tarpon not to step up to the plate in the sixth inning. Next pitch, looked even better, but called a ball. It's 1-1. Romero, 0-3, a flyout and two strikeouts tonight. Even offering from Ramos. Misses low and in. Changeup falls short, 2-1. Riders have had a couple of late come-from-behind wins this year. Very often we've seen the Riders come back to tie it late before not being able to get the job done in extras. The 2-1 splits the outer edge. Called a strike, and it's 2-2. Ramos really wanting to work away consistently here to left-handed hitters. He's missed with a few fastballs just outside. The 2-2, see what he brings. Breaking ball missing up, full count. Seemed like a very rushed delivery there from Ramos. Time taken now as the ball thrown back to the mound gets by Jorge. Romero digs back in. Full count to the leadoff man here in the top of the seventh inning. Pitch on the way. Taken outside, ball four. Another nibble fastball on the outer part of the plate. Misses. And a walk to start this seventh inning. Kobe Morales up, 0-3. Two groundouts and a strikeout tonight. Ramos' first offering to the six-hole hitter. Misses outside, 1-0. Empty bullpen for the Marauders. Ramos has been a guy this past month that can be counted on time and again to get six, sometimes seven, eight outs in relief. The 1-0. Call the strike, cutter at the top edge of the zone. Outer half, it's 1-1. Romero leads at first. Pitch. Misses low. Slider around the ankles for ball two. Seven hits apiece, but six runs to four in favor of Tampa here and now in the seventh inning. The 2-1 from Jorge Ramos. Swing and a miss. Elevated fastball blown by for strike two to even up the count. Walks a killer again here tonight for the Marauders. Four of the six runs that have scored for Tampa reached on walks. 2-2. Pop fly left field towards the line. Nolasco racing after it. At the wall, has just enough room to make the catch and foul ground for out number one. As the ball got away in the infield. Heads up, though, was everyone to quickly hop on the loose one. Brenny Ascanio up, a single, a fly out, and a pop out tonight, 1-for-3. Perez still holding Romero to first. First pitch to Ascanio from Ramos. Misses up and in. Sinker has the switch hitter batting from the left side, spinning out of the way of it, ball one. One-oh fastball misses well outside, comfortably taken by Ascanio for ball two. Hitter advantage count here. Fastball's drilled to right. A liner's going to touch down. Moving station to station are the runners. Romero to second. And Ascanio at first, two on with one out. Two-hit night for the seven-hole hitter in DH, Brenny Ascanio. Taylor Aguilar up, a single, a ground out, and a fly out tonight. Innings 5, 6, and 7 so far in this seventh have been rough for Bradenton. It's 12 base runners in the last 2 1/3 innings. First pitch to Aguilar is a fastball missing high, count 1-0. Ramos fires, fastball in the dirt, 2-0. And Omar Alfonso going to get head out to the mound. Marauders pitching tonight has given up 8 hits. They have surrendered 8 walks. And there has not been a strikeout since Kellington left the game in the 4th inning. Ever since Kellington left the game, at least 2 runs and 2 hits in every inning since then. Ramos trying to change that narrative here and now, but a threatening spot here for Tampa to add on more and maybe pull away in this one. Two oh count to Aguilar with 2 men on base and 1 away. Ramos fires and misses Lone in 3-0. Be the third straight inning in which the bases are walk loaded with less than 2 outs if Ramos can't find a strike here. The 3-0. Fouled off straight back for strike one. Still a hitter advantage count. Ramos trying to battle back. 3-1 home. Swing and a miss. Good looking sinker. Low and in. Ties up Aguilar for strike two. The count full now. Ramos in desperate need of an out here. Ball four loads him. Base it. Makes it a 3-run game. The full count pitch. Taken low, ball four. And the bases are loaded. With one out. And the 9-hole hitter, Jose Colmenares, stepping in. Three trips, 3 walks tonight for the 9-hole man. 3 runs scored. Romero at third. Escanio at second. Aguilar at first. Breaking ball offering. Clips the zone upstairs for strike one to Colmenares. Ground ball to the middle infielders is what we are praying for here. Rodgers down by two. Base hit could really make it a tough stretch down the last three innings. 0-1. Misses outside. Slider about a foot off the plate to even up the count. Ramos set the 1-1 pitch to the 9-hole hitter. This is up and in, breaking ball. Non-competitive, and it's 2-1. Three straight innings in which the bases have been loaded via a walk with less than two outs. The 2-1 popped up, fouling out a play behind home plate for strike two. Two-two count with one out. Much needed swing and a miss here. Pitch on the way. Swing and a miss, strike three. It was not a want, it was a need, and there's two down. But Ramos will have to get through Jared Cerna if he wants to get out of this inning. Cerna, a ground out in the first, strike out in the third. Walked in both the fifth and sixth inning. Bases loaded, two down, two-run game, trying to keep it that way. First pitch to Cerna, he waves and misses over the top of a well-located slider on the outer edge. 0-1 the count. Ramos trying to pitch out of a self-created spot of trouble here. 0-1. Check swing, yes he did go, says home plate umpire Davion Fry. It's strike two. Cerna wanted an appeal to Laurie on the bases, did not get one. 0-2 count, two outs, bases loaded. Ramos is swinging a miss from escaping one heck of a jam here. Pitch home, swing and a miss, strike three. Ramos strands him loaded. And we go to the stretch with the Marauders trailing by two. Looking for a comeback here on a thirsty Thursday when we return. Back here for the bottom of the seventh, Marauders trailing 6-4 with 9-1-2 due up in the inning. Montana Semmel enters the game on the mound for the Tarpons. Four innings pitched, four outings this year. 6.75 ERA, three strikeouts, no walks, seven hits, three earned runs. First pitch to Castillo, falls short for ball one. Jesus 0-1 tonight. A strikeout swinging in the third, a sac fly that picked him up in RBI in the fourth. 1-0. called a strike at the top of the zone, and it's 1-1. Semele, Stamford, Connecticut native, 36th round pick in 2019. Misses outside with a changeup. 2-1 the count to Costi. Pitch on the way home. Castillo takes. Fastball low and away. Strike two called and we're even. Marauders chasing two with three innings to go. The 2-2 pitch. Popped up. Shallow left. Hooking foul and off the netting. Castillo stays alive for one more. We'll do the 2-2 again. Elijah Birdsong loosening in the Marauder bullpen now. And tied for the team lead in saves. Marauders, the leader in walks in all of single A. 2-2, misses low. Full count, and Castillo, a big part of that walks battle lead. Marauders have walked 214 times. You make it 216 tonight in 33 games this half. Full count pitch. Fouled off the foot of Castillo in the box. We'll do it again. Eighth pitch of the trip upcoming. Full count again. Coming home. Fouled off again. Castillo tips it straight back. Third 3-2 offering. Due here for the Marauder 9-hole hitter. Ninth pitch of this battle leading off the home seventh on its way. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Castillo punched out. One away. Chases one below the knees and flips it to the top of the order for Garrett Forster. 0 for 2 with a walk, a strikeout, a flyout, and a run scored tonight. And his second game as a pro here this evening. First pitch. Takes fastball missing low for ball one. The 1-0. Forster takes fastball, called a strike. Clips the outer edge. 1% in, 99% out. 1-1 the count. Another offering coming quickly. Slider missing away this time, and it's 2-1. Two balls and a strike with one out. The rock and the pitch. Called a strike, a late and screamed strike call two from Davion Fry. We're even. Air piece pitch here for Forrester. He takes low, full count, 3-2. Back-to-back full counts worked by Marauders hitters to start the seventh. Castillo's ended in a punch-out. Forrester hoping for a little bit better of a fortune. The 3-2 from Semmel. Grounded hard towards short. Over to his left is Cerna. Long run, long throw in time. Two away. Brings up Lonnie White Jr., a double and a two-run homer. He has been the Marauders' offense these past two games. Marauders down two. Seven outs to work with on offense. First pitch. White Jr. takes. Breaking ball missing low, 1-0. Every batter has started ahead here in the seventh. 1-0 misses high. Oh, man, called a strike. I'm so ready to be done with ABS tomorrow. The 1-1. Swing and a miss. High fastball chase for strike two. Semmel looking for a 1-2-3. Bottom half of the seventh on the mound. White Jr. is going to call time to wait for that possibly deciding pitch here. The 1-2 to White Jr. from Semmel with two away in the home seventh. Runs inside, almost hits him. Lonnie somehow manages to jump out of the way of it for ball two. Deuces wild delivery now from Semmel. Popped up, playable foul ground first base side. Over to it is Romero. Leaping, can't make the catch. Crashes into the netting. That ball will drop down and will do the 2-2 again. White Jr. earns himself one more. Sixth offering of the trip. The 2-2 again to Lonnie White Jr. Misses outside, full count. Three 2-2 outs, three straight full count trips worked by Marauders hitters. The payoff in the inning. Popped up, fair territory, first base side. Second baseman Coleman Harris calls and catches, and the Marauders are set down 1-2-3 for the second inning in a row. To the eighth we go. Two to play with the Marauders down two when we come back.
Sheriff's Office on our court line, operator 8.
We are the hub of activity for the Manatee County Sheriff's Office.
Exactly what happened?
Do you have a name?
We got him.
Put everything in your hands.
The voices behind the scenes. We are the ones responsible for making sure that our citizens and our responders connect together in their time of need.
The most enjoyable aspect of my job probably would be knowing that I've helped someone in a situation where they didn't think they had any hope.
1 North 21, priority 2.
I need an officer, please.
1 North 8.
If you're looking for something that's fast-paced, that's exciting, something that you'll never get tired of, definitely try dispatch at the Manatee County Sheriff's Office.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Back here for the top of the eighth at Lee Comp. Marauders trailing the Tarpon 6-4. They'll call on Elijah Birdsong out of the bullpen to keep this one within arm's reach. Birdie with a 6 ERA this year. 36 innings pitched. Making his 29th appearance here tonight. 32 strikeouts, 27 walks in 2023. Birdsong trying to refine his good form when he was a lights-out closer earlier on in this season. Faces Rodriguez, Martinez, and Hall in the inning. Not an easy trio to go up against. First pitch sinker. Called a strike just at the bottom edge of the zone. It's 0-1. Rodriguez having one heck of a game. 2-for-2 with 3 RBI and 2 walks. Birdsong's 0-1 pitch to the 2-hole hitter. Grounded hard to third. Forrester with a nice backhand short hop pick. A strong throw to first on the money for out number one. That'll be big for Birdsong. He entered this month with an ERA of 3.25. Seen it climb all the way to 6 in July. Had a 14.54 ERA. 8 2/3 pitch. Gave up 14 earned on 11 hits with 10 walks and 8 strikeouts. 2.4 whip in the 7th month of the year. Omar Martinez up now in the midst of a 3-hit night. Crushes one, no doubt. Way out of here. Light tower blast. Makes it 7-4. .107 off the bat, .414 the distance to give Tampa some more breathing room. That makes the Marauders' task a little bit harder here in the final two innings of their time at the plate tonight. Anthony Hall up, 2 strikeouts, 0-for-4. Does have an RBI on a fielder's choice roller. First pitch to Hall with one down. Tampa now up by three. Taken low and away. Call the ball 1-0. Sinker just misses. The 1-0. Hit in the air to left. Slicing foul and out of play for strike one to even up the count. Seven runs off nine hits for Tampa. Four off seven hits for the Marauders. Going to need a big comeback effort. The 1-1 pitch to Hall from Birdsong. Weakly bounce towards second. Hard charging is McAdoo. One-handed pick made. Throw to first is low, but caught by Jerez for out number two. Two down for Kiko Romero now. Two strikeouts, a flyout, and a walk tonight. Romero in his second game with the Tarpons. Was 1-for-2 with an RBI in his first single-A game of his career. First pitch to him. Check swing. Did he go? Yes. Wow. Surprised to see the arm go up from the field umpire, Alex Lorry, there. It's 0-1. Birdsong able to get ahead. 0-1 now to Romero. Swing and a miss. Change up. Sends him cutting over the top of it for strike two. Birdsong set, 0-2 with two away, coming home to Romero. Bounced in the dirt for ball one. He'll hang around for at least one more here. The 1-2. Foul tip into the mid of Alfonso, strike three, inning over. Tampa get a run. They extend their lead to three on a solo nuke from Omar Martinez. We go to the bottom of the eighth. 7-4 Tarpons the score when we come back.
Boot, scoot, and boogie to the ballpark on Saturday, August 19th as your Marauders take on the Lakeland Flying Tigers. Bring your Ariats and Stetsons and join us for a night celebrating the greatest music in our amazing agriculture industry in Southwest Florida. Get your tickets for Country and Agriculture Night now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Marauders fans, join us on Saturday, September 2nd to celebrate you, the best fans in baseball. Fan Appreciation Night will feature 9 innings of prizes and giveaways. And you can't have a great night at the ballpark without some post-game fireworks presented by Budweiser. Get your tickets for this premium game today at BradentonMarauders.com.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring.
Back here for the bottom of the eighth with the Marauders trailing 7-4. Nolasco, McAdoo, and Alfonso due to hit in this frame. First pitch to Rodolfo. Breaking ball misses high, 1-0. Nolasco 0-for-3 tonight. 2-for-40 in the last 11 games. The 1-0. Swing and a miss. He's late at the fastball. Strike one, we're even. The 1-1 pitch. Swing and a miss, strike two. Good change of speeds from Semmel. 1-2 now. This is outside. We're even at 2-2. Alaska watches a fastball miss away. 2-2 pitch from the Tarpon righty. Popped up, fouling out of play. Straight back behind home. We'll do it again. Catcher Martinez out to the mound to have a chat with Semmel now. Two will chop it up on the mound. Mentioned previously tonight already, but tomorrow, Safari Night with the Marauders wearing themed jerseys for the final time this year. Those will be available for auction postgame. And I think might be active sometime tonight as well to get early going on the bidding. And Saturday night, a hearty crowd expected for back-to-school night here at Lecom Park. The 2-2 again in Alaska after the visit. Swing and a miss, strike three at a slider about 2 feet outside for out number one. Charles McAdoo up. He's 2-for-3 tonight. A pair of singles and a looking strikeout. And again, the catcher Martinez with a mound visit. Don't know if he's stalling here for warm-up time or what, but a mound visit and then one pitch later goes out there again. Now the rest of the infield going to join. And the chat concluded. Real weird. One of the more unconventional times for a mound visit. Right after a strikeout. McAdoo will get a chance to swing it here now. Rodgers with five outs to work with, trailing by three. And now Rachel Balkovic is going to go out there and likely make a pitching change. A very slow walk to the mound. And a delay, a stall. What are we doing here? Davion Fry is going to break it up. And with one on the clock, she makes the call to the pen. A pitching change for Tampa. With one out and the bases empty in the bottom of the eighth, the Tarpons will go to the bullpen, leading by three when we come back after the change.
Hitching the boat up, backing down the ramp in my old truck to find a bunch of laws, to catch a bunch of hogs. Yeah, I wrote the book, yeah, I wrote the book. If you want to learn to throw a curve right, catch a clean up, looking on a third strike, talk a little smack while he's walking back. Yeah, I wrote the book, but there's one that led by the lamp on the night. She had her life straight. She said she loved that I was good at everything. One day she left me in a cloud of dust, cause I never was too good at picking up. The one that led by the lamp on the nightstand. One that says don't cuss and don't fight, or let the bottle turn you into a different man. But damn if I don't do it every Friday night. Those get you into heaven, letters in red.
Back here after the pitching change as the Tarpons bring right-hander Heston Marilla out of the bullpen for his single-A debut. Has pitched two outings in the complex. Three innings, four strikeouts, one walk, no earned runs. Facing Charles McAdoo, who's 2-for-3 tonight. First pitch to him in the dirt for ball one. Real from Oklahoma State University at a 5.87 ERA his final year as a Cowboy in 2022. The 1-0 to McAdoo. Hit high in the air to right. Calling it and under it. Making the catch is Aguilar, two down. Brings up Omar Alfonso, the birthday boy, his 20th birthday tonight. He will bat here after he replaced Mickness defensively in the seventh inning. Alfonso batting at a 227 mark this year. Slumping a bit as of late. Getting 200 across the last five. First pitch to him. Big swing and a miss at a high fastball chased for strike one. Marauders running out of time here. Figure they need to get maybe one here in this eighth inning. 0-1. Misses low, a ball and we're even. One count with two. A heavy pull shift here for the Tarpons defensively. Pitch home. Omar fouls a high fastball straight back for strike two. One and two, the count with two away. Chance for the third straight perfect inning for Tampa defensively. The 1-2. Chased and missed way off the strike zone. Inning over. Nine up and nine down in inning six, seven, and eight. We go to the final. Marauders trailing 7-4 when we come back. Back here for the top of the last inning. Marauders trailing 7-4. Birdsong out there for another frame of work, hoping to keep Bradenton within three. Gave up a solo homer in the eighth. He faces Morales, Escanio, and Aguilar here in the ninth. Morales 0-for-4, two ground outs, a strikeout, and a flyout tonight. First pitch taken low, missing for ball one. Lakeland and Clearwater still in a delay. Bottom of the sixth inning there. 3-2, Tigers the score. Birdsong's 1-0. Line to left. Nolasco backs up and makes a reaching grab at a slicing line drive for out number one. Nolasco's played a great left field tonight. A couple of long runs for tough catches near the wall in foul territory. Then there, a ball that just turned away from him at the last moment, able to recover well and avoid an extra base hit. Likely for Morales to lead off the inning. Brenny Ascanio up now, 2-for-4 tonight, a run scored and a single. Or two singles, rather. Pop out and a fly out otherwise. First pitch. Takes sinker away for ball one. 1-0 with one out and the bags empty. Marauders down three. Have not gotten a man on base since the fifth inning. Next pitch driven into center, straight at Davies Nadal, who makes the catch, two down. A couple of hard hit balls. Just straight at the chest of Marauders. Fielder's man in the post in the grass. Two away with Taylor Aguilar up now. A single, a walk, a fly out, and a ground out. One for three tonight for the eight-hole hitter. Birdsong looking to clean up the tarpons in quick succession here. First pitch to Aguilar from Birdie. Call the strike, sinker at the knees, 0-1. One strike offering from the Marauder righty. Swing and a miss. Good looking off speed pitch. Gets Aguilar out in front, missing away. Oh, 2 from Birdsong. Looking for a way out of the inning. He'll have to wait as that one is crushed foul down the right field line. Do the 0-2 again. The 0-2 again from Birdsong to Aguilar. Taken low in the dirt for ball one. Two outs, looking for the 1-2-3. Birdsong again. Swing and a miss, strike three. Down in order go the Tarpons in the top of the ninth. Marauders looking for a rally in the home half. Three runs to get, three outs to work with when we come back. Back here for the bottom of the ninth inning. Marauders down 7-4. Morrell still on the mound. perfect in the eighth with two strikeouts. First pitch to De Los Santos at the belt for strike one. Giordani, a single, a strikeout, and a ground out tonight. Hoping the young, highly touted prospect can mount a rally here as he bounces one foul, third base side, puts a charge in it. Can't keep it between the chalk, though, and it's 0-2. O-2 to De Los Santos. Just trying to focus on his approach. Leave anything that is slow and spins away. And hope you get a high fastball here you can crush. Wind has died down. The 0-2 to YDLS. Taken upstairs. Called strike three. The high fastball comes. And he watches it for out number one. Earl dots it up and away. Juan Jerez up now. Two for three tonight. Two doubles and an RBI. He has turned it around after struggling in his first handful of games. Hoping that he can be a guy that really kicks it into gear here in the last month of the season. First pitch to him. Swing and a miss. Laid at a sinker outside. 96 on the gun for strike one. Rodgers hoping for a rally. Need three runs. Got two outs to work with. Most this team has scored in one inning this year is a total of eight. The 0-1. Swing and a miss. Big chase from Jerez. Strays from his approach and pays for it. It's 0-2. Seems like Juan a little overeager here. Rodgers are at their best when they are patient and taking all the walks they can get. They hit below 180 when behind in the count, above 300 when ahead. 0-2. Fouled off straight back. Jerez earns himself another one. Game still in a delay in Clearwater, but as things stand, if both results hold, the Marauders will fall two games back. The 0-2 again to Juan Jerez. Taken upstairs. Watches a high changeup for ball one. Real set. Right-hander in his single-A debut with a 1-2 pitch. Fouled off. Juan battling here, giving himself another chance and another chance. One thing I always liked hearing from coaches, and it sounds so simple. Pitcher's got to throw you three strikes. Don't give him any more than that. The 1-2. Popped up, shallow left center. A couple men racing after it. Second baseman makes the call, and then Cerna just steals it from him. The shortstop securing it for out number two, as the Marauders will be down to their last chance now here. Davies Nadal going to try and keep the game alive for Bradenton. A strikeout, a walk, and a pop out tonight. Has come up in the clutch a couple times this year, hoping he can do it again. All it takes is one base runner, and another, and another, and another. First pitch, pop foul and out of play. Davies got a pitch he thought he could hit, and it was just on the outer edge, thigh high. Caught it kind of down around the end of the bat. 0-1 the count. Castillo on deck, Forrester behind him. Nadal hoping to bring both men up to the plate here with two outs. The 0-1, taken, backdoor slider. Hung right out over the heart of the plate. Called strike two. Morrell looking for a swing and a miss to end it and give the Tarpons their second win of the trip here to Lee Comp. The 0-2. Nadal takes. Fastball missing up and away for ball one. 1-2 count with two outs. Marauders have not gotten a runner on base since the fifth inning. 11 men in a row have been set down by the combined efforts of Calderon, Samuel, and Morrell. The 1-2. Taken up and outside. Fastball watched again. Non-competitive pitch. It's 2-2. Two out. Deuces wild. Two Davies. Nadal. Morrell firing. Nadal taking ball three. Full count. Chance to get on and bring up one of, if not the hottest hitters the Marauders have right now in Jesus Castillo. Payoff pitch in the ball game from Merrill to Nadal. 3-2, two outs, bottom nine. Offering coming home. Swing and a miss. Nadal chases in the dirt. Strike three, game over. The Marauders drop this one 7-4 here tonight. Bradenton jumped out to an early lead, 1-0. After the second inning, they then fell behind 2-1, with a pair coming in the top of the third for Tampa. Lonnie White Jr.'s second homer in as many days. A two-run blast put the Marauders back on top. They doubled the lead with a run in the fourth inning. But the offense was extremely silent from that point on. Two hits in the fifth. Men were left stranded on base. Then in 6, 7, 8, 9, the Marauders are set down in order in each of those innings while being struck out a total of 7 of the last 12 trips to the plate here tonight. And I'm not a baseball expert, no, not a chef, but that is not a way to win a ball game. It's not a recipe that you want mixed together when trying to win crucial games here. With the loss tonight, Marauders fall to 22-11 in the second half. And now we'll need to win out Friday, Saturday, and Sunday to try and take this series from the Tarpons. Final lines go 7 runs, 9 hits, no errors, and 10 left for Tampa. The Marauders 4 runs on 7 hits, no errors, and they leave 4 men on base. The loss tonight goes to Miguel Fulgencio, or pardon, Landon Tompkins. The win going to Tompkins, or the win going to Calderon. And the save to Morrell in his single-A debut. Marauders pitching-wise, too many darn walks. 4 of the runs that scored for Tampa all reached on walks. The bases loaded, or bases were walk-loaded in innings 5, 6, and 7. Luckily in the 7th, nobody coming around to score, but can't give out free base runners to a team that leads all of single-A baseball in home runs, the Tarpons. Will punish you if you give them an inch offensively and pitching-wise. They did their job tonight just as they did yesterday. Marauders look to bounce back tomorrow. Safari night at the ballpark. Specialty jersey up for auction after the conclusion of the game. 7-4 the final here tonight. Marauders take one on the chin and fall a game and a half back of first place for the moment, hoping it becomes just one. If Clearwater can come back and do us a favor up at their place tonight against Lakeland. Your voice of the Marauders, Ben Picorni. Hope you enjoyed the broadcast. In spite of the outcome tonight, Marauders fans, we'll see you tomorrow on MILB TV, Bally Live, and your Marauder Radio Network.